Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Speaking of the Litvinenko case, a couple of segments about the media coming up here this week that you may be interested in. Tomorrow, we'll have a look at the debate inside the Wall Street Journal over whether Rupert Murdoch should be allowed to buy it. And Thursday, on the media's Brooke Gladstone joins us live from Russia. She's there to check out the deterioration in Russian press freedom. So Murdoch and the Journal tomorrow on this show, Brooke Gladstone from Russia on Thursday. A lot to listen for every weekday at 10 a.m. Well, what happens when a community food enterprise clashes with the open market? The food vendors at the Red Hook soccer fields are finding out. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you've heard about the so-called soccer taco stands in that corner of Brooklyn where Latino cuisine is served from the sidelines. The vendors have operated the stalls every summer for the past 33 years under a series of temporary permits. Well, now it's become so popular that the city wants to open up the bidding process to anyone. Now, that likely means the taco vendors will lose out to a company willing to put up the most money. And after the summer, it may just be the kind of, you know, bland food you find at a street fair. And this has the local community and fans of soccer tacos up in arms. The city says it's just applying the same rules to all park vendors. But the stand organizers and some politicians now, like Senator Chuck Schumer, say the city should not sacrifice the community food for the sake of the bottom line. Joining me now to look at the fate of the soccer tacos in Red Hook and to look at the merits of the bidding process are Cesar Fuentes, Executive Director of the Food Vendors Committee of Red Hook, Inc. That's the umbrella group representing the current vendors. Carolina Gonzalez, a freelance writer and co-author of the book Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs, and former New York City Parks Commissioner Henry Stern. Cesar, welcome. Carolina, Commissioner Stern, welcome both back to WNYC.
Thank you.
Hello, Brian.
Thanks.
How you doing?
Cesar, for those who haven't been there, describe the Red Hook soccer tacos.
Well, let's see. Yes, I guess that's the name given to us in the last few years. Well, as you said, Brian, we actually have been individual independent establishment, and we've been in the Red Hook Park for the last 33 years. We're basically portraying most Latin affairs or cuisines that happen all over Latin America, from Mexico, Central America, and South America to the Caribbean. It really is a diverse experience. Beyond food, I believe it's a cultural interchange of sorts in which, of course, anyone can come and try and also live the Latin American experience, something that you would probably see in Latin America brought here to New York City.
Carolina, take me one step further into the food. It's not just Mexican food. It's Honduran, Colombian, Guatemalan, Dominican, Salvadoran. What's the range of foods that we're talking about under this umbrella heading of soccer tacos?
Well, actually, it covers pretty much most kinds of food that you would find in the various neighborhoods in New York, in Latino neighborhoods. And the thing that's great about the Red Hook stands is that, you know, I don't think even in Jackson Heights, which has everything under the sun, has as much of a variety. There's pupusas from El Salvador, and there's two pupusa stands, not one, two. There's Honduran baleadas, which generally you can only find in the Bronx. Huaraches, which are these amazing, humongous hand-shaped tortillas with beans magically stuffed in the middle. I'm actually starting to get hungry just talking about it.
Me too. So, Henry Stern, you were Parks Commissioner in the Koch administration and again in the Giuliani administration. So I'm guessing that you're familiar with this scene since
yes.
They've had these temporary permits for over 30 years.
Yeah. First, I think there's really a great misunderstanding here as to what's going on. I spoke to Parks about this, and they like the vendors very much. They're good people. They pay their fees. They serve the good food. The community likes them. Nobody wants to throw them out, and they should be reassured. What's happened is that Parks has been under a lot of pressure from the controller and from other regulatory agencies to regularize, to conform bidding practices and to give out concessions on the basis of RFPs, requests for proposals, rather than just hand them out. Now, these people have operated on 29-day permits for many years, and the 29-day permits take 14 weekends, so their season is, in effect, taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has a chance to bid on them, not that they would, but they don't have a chance. And Parks, under this pressure, is issuing an RFP. That's a request for proposals. They specify in the RFP that they want Latin food sold there, the kind of food that they're serving now, so you don't get a McDonald's bidding. And they can examine the proposals when they get them, and they don't have to take the highest bidder. If someone has been serving well for 30 years, that counts in their favor.
So why bother to do it at all if
because
it's working?
It's working all right the way it is, but there's been an increasing demand in recent years, and it's a terrible thing. I'll give you an example. Robert Moses could never do anything that he accomplished. He couldn't even do the good things he did in the 1930s in today's regulatory universe. And the construction process and the bidding process, everything is becoming hyper-regulated. For example, they have to send this contract to the Corporation Council to be approved. It has to be registered with a controller, all things which take a great deal of time and which are, in my judgment, unnecessary. But Parks is compelled to comply. So they're going through these formalities. They have heard nothing but good about the stand.
So Cesar, let me come back to you, because as former Parks Commissioner Stern seems to be describing, or at least implying, if you and the other taco stand owners who you represent have been doing a good job, selling good food, people are happy with your product, it's just the demands of the bureaucracy that they go through this process, and you're not likely to get kicked out, certainly not kicked out in favor of a McDonald's, as Senator Schumer was speculating the other day.
Well, I want to add, and I want to definitely thank Commissioner Stern for having to make those remarks. We've actually had a wonderful experience and relationship with the Parks Department over the years, and I will be one of the first advocates to say that. In fact, actually, I also believe that it doesn't necessarily come from the parks of their own policies, but rather higher forces at hand. At that, we're very concerned. We're very concerned because, as you probably already know, Red Hook is going through a gentrification process, and they need, again, bigger forces at work and someone that can simply outbid us. Now, I'm just hearing now that actually in this process, and this is obviously very positive thing to us, that money wouldn't be the first issue, or rather given to the highest bidder. I really hope, on behalf of all the vendors, I have faith in the system, in Parks Department, that they would see the people's best interest, the interest of the park users, of the patrons, of the vendors first, in the hopes of keeping this affair that has become really a tradition in Red Hook, a tradition in Brooklyn.
So it sounds like you have some optimism that this may just be a process that the Parks Department has to go through, and that you and the other vendors are not actually going to lose your stance.
Well, yes, we're very hopeful. In fact, actually, if in the worst-case scenario, once again, because, as you said, I think the point is, if everything is going well, why change it, you know? And it really opens a can of worms, you know, since now you're opening. I mean, it's not exclusively now just given to the vendors. I mean, and if it's specified that it's going to be Latin food, I mean, I also understand that there may be other, you know, Latin vendors, other organizations, any one individual group or corporation who may actually do something very similar to what we do, just, you know, different names. And I think what the people want, and I think what our patrons want, is really what, you know, who has been coming here for the past 30 years, who are the same vendors that are there, and to preserve the tradition that's already there. And that's what we're concerned about, losing that. We are a very a small group. We consist of 13 vendors, and basically most of the vendors live, basically support their families because of this affair.
Carolina Gonzalez, some of the blogs weighing in on this are quick to say that it is not a class issue, since many of the city's top chefs are lobbying in support of the vendors. Do you think it would be getting the same attention if it wasn't so popular with, you know, as Cesar just said, there's a lot of gentrification in Red Hook, and I gather the customers for the Saco Tacos are now well over 60% non-Latino.
So, well, I don't think it hurt. I mean, I think that first you have to pay attention to the fact that the vendors themselves are organized, and the fact that Cesar is here, you know, speaks a lot to that. I don't want to always say that it's always, you always have to have a celebrity, but you know what? The fact that Chuck Schumer was there on Saturday, I think made a big difference. And the fact that you have all these chefs and you have all these folks who are influential in the food industry in New York has made a big difference.
I think, if I may say, I spoke to Parks, and they say they've always gotten along well. They echoed what Cesar said, that they like them and they've gotten along well for years. And they have no complaints about the vendors and think they're a wholesome part of New York.
Yeah, but I don't think it's an issue of people complaining. I think it's an issue of do things happen in the city or in parks out of public sight? Yeah, a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
The fact
yeah.
that this wasn't public sight, I think, made a big difference.
This isn't public sight because you have to advertise for vendors and so on. No, the point is there's a stereotype here that the little people are always right, and the government is trying to screw them one way or the other. And that's a rather conventional stereotype, and sometimes it's true. I mean, there's a reason people have stereotypes, because the things often happen.
But sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's not. And I'm saying that I've been assured by Parks, when I checked with them, that this is not a matter of money, that they like the existing vendors. They're trying to give them a six-year contract instead of having to apply year by year, which you never know who will be in parks or what they'll do. It'll provide some measure of security for the vendors. And they'll also insulate themselves against the charges. Why did you give these guys permits for 30 years and not give anyone else a chance to compete?
So, Carolina, you were telling us off the air that rather than bring this under the same umbrella of the bidding process that goes on all over the city, that you think the Red Hook model could be applied to vendors and parks in other neighborhoods. We're going to run out of time in a minute, but real quick, how would that work?
Well, I mean, I think I saw that in a blog somewhere, so I'm not going to take credit for having an original idea on this. But, you know, there are vendors in a lot of other parks, and, that's a form of economic development. Cesar said that a lot of the vendors live pretty locally or pretty near the park. So if you want to talk about ways of, helping people to set up their own businesses, a number of the vendors at Red Hook now have restaurants. That would be something really great for the city to figure out how to do to really help, stimulate economic development in the areas near parks.
15 seconds
with
left.
The communities that are already there.
Cesar Fuentes, really just 15 seconds. Any lessons from your experience for other parks and vendors in the city?
Well, definitely. I think I would like to entice any other groups or the city parks department of the city itself to take this as an example. Really reverse the trend of taking away the mom and pop stores and the little guys.
Cesar Fuentes is executive director of the Food Vendors Committee of Red Hook. Carolina Gonzalez wrote the book Maybe York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs. Henry Stern is the former parks commissioner. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks.